The squeak of the sneakers, the swish of the nets, bounce of the ball, and amped up crowd can only mean one thing. It's time for high school basketball on 92.1 KMZA.
Good afternoon from Barton County Community College. Jared Sluffy with you as we have the number 2 seed in Class 1 Division 2, the Axtell Eagles, at 19-4 on the season, taking on the Buckland Red Aces, the 7th seed at 15-9 in the state quarterfinal tournament. Neither of these teams have actually won a state tournament in their school's histories, and they haven't really actually met recently. So no history between these two teams just yet. That could change here tonight. A little bit about Axtell's opponent. The Red Aces are actually named after the playing card and not an ace pilot, if you're wondering. They have won 4 games in a row and 8 of their last 9, including winning the Deerfield sub-state tournament. They had the number 1 seed in a bye in the quarterfinals. They defeated Ashland 60-40 in the semifinals before defeating Deerfield in the championship, blowing them out 79-34. And as for Axtell, they come into this one winning their last 9 games in a row, with their last loss coming in January on the 27th at Riverside, a team that is very good in their own right. They almost made the state tournament in Class 2A, but fell in the sub-state championship to Horton. As for Axtell, of course, winning their own sub-state tournament, defeating Lynn in the semifinals after a bye in the quarterfinals. 66-36 was the final score over the Bulldogs in the semis. And then defeating Hanover in a close one, 56-52, with only 5 total scores, with all of which scoring 9 or more points, and 4 of those 5 scores getting in the double digits. Well, some players to keep an eye on tonight. First for the Red Aces, Jaron Lindsay is their leading scorer at 12.5 points a game and 8.6 rebounds, leading the team in both of those categories. How about the big man shooting 61% from the floor, standing at 6'6". He's going to be a challenge to defend this evening for the Eagles. However, if you do foul him, he shoots just 47% from the free throw line. In the backcourt, they have another senior in Garen Stimpert. He averages 12.1 points per game and about 6 rebounds a game just for a guard. Pretty good there. 43% shooting on the season, and 27% from beyond the arc. And for junior Andrew Bowman, averaging 11.5 points a game as well. He's second on the team in rebounding at 7.9 boards per game. Also leads the team in assists with 4.2 per contest. And sophomore Lucas Kirk, very close to averaging 10 points a game as well at 9.5 a game, shooting 36% from the floor. This is a Buckland squad that likes to run out, and they like to move it fast. They average 60.5 points per game, but they give up 51.9, so this could possibly be a high-scoring contest here. Is a team that shoots 41% from the floor, but they don't shoot well collectively from beyond the arc, just 24%. We're going to go take a break. We'll talk with Axtell head coach Jason Tynan, breaking down how they were able to get here and talk about each of their individual studs that has got them here to this tournament. Let's take a break here in Barton on 92.1 KMZA.
The Knights of Columbus is a Catholic organization that gives millions to charity each year. Hi, this is Kirby Schmeldley, field agent for the Knights of Columbus in Seneca. I also want to remind you that we offer life insurance, long-term planning, and our retirement products are guaranteed to never lose money. Some of our investment rates have raised significantly, so call me and we can discuss some ideas that would be a good fit for you. 785-213-5787. That's 785-213-5787.
Hi, this is Joyce Sidbeck, the nurse and operator for Oakley Place of Seneca, which is a 12-bed home plus care facility that specializes in memory care. We maintain a 1-staff-to-4 resident ratio and recently increased our starting wages. We currently are hiring for certified nurse aides and certified medication aides. If you want to work in an environment where you have the ability to truly make a difference, we encourage you to apply online at oakleyplacecare.com or call 785-334-6000 for more information.
What do you look for in a good ag lender? Local decision making? Quick responses on questions? Personalized business packages with a focus on your financial goals? Guidance with the latest technology? On-site visits with respect for your time and your schedule? If that sounds good to you, give us a call. We're here to help you grow. First Heritage Bank. In Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC. online at 1hbank.com.
Stay close to home and far from debt with Highland Community College. Highland offers multiple locations and is your best option for an attainable education. Highland has just what you're looking for with online classes, general education, and technical training. Summer and fall enrollment opens March 27th, so don't wait to complete our free application for admission at highlandcc.edu/apply. Have more questions? Call us at 785-442-6020. Highland Community College keeps you close to home, far from debt.
I'm joined by Axel, Boys Head Basketball Coach Jason Tynan after winning sub-state and advancing to the state tournament. And Coach, first of all, congratulations. And let's recap that 56-52 win over Hanover. Your overall thoughts on that game?
We started out really well against them. They came in that 2-3 zone with us, and Brandon Snowley kind of took over at the high post and made plays, and we got it to a 10-0 start. And to be honest, that was kind of the difference in the game. The game kind of stayed at 7. The rest of the game, in the first quarter, we were up 7. At halftime, we were up 7. I think third quarter was 5. And then they made a shot at the buzzer to get cut at the 4. But they did get it within 3 a couple times in the fourth quarter. But we responded with some big shots. And they played really well. And we didn't flinch when they made a couple runs to get back in there.
And so you guys win the DVL tournament, you guys win sub-state at home. It's a great season overall, and now you're in the state tournament. Coach, just kind of going one by one with your guys on the roster, talking about how they did the season. Starting off with Isaac, what a year he had.
He's a 1,000-point scorer for his career. His sophomore year, he averaged about 16 points a game, and the last couple of years, he's done a job, except for a little bit more distributor role. He averaged about 5.5 assists this year and 13 points. And, he's really stepped up and become a great leader, and you see that on the football field. But he's had a great year. He rebounds the ball really well. He plays defense really well. He's a five-tool player for such a thing in basketball.
And kind of talking about Brandon Schmelsley, what a year he had as well. He stands at 6'2", but feels like he's taller than that. Tell us what makes him so good in the middle.
Brandon's quickness is, and his first step, I don't think there's a kid in the state of Kansas that has a faster first step than him. And, Brandon's a really good playmaker as well. He makes plays, and against Lynn, he had 10 assists, and he's doing a really good job of getting others involved, and that's the thing that is, sometimes he's too unselfish, sometimes he needs to be a little bit more aggressive on the offensive side, but he guards the best defender or the best offensive player on the other side in every game, and he really does a good job of just being a complete player as well.
And Eli Brockstrom is another guy, such a terrific threat, slashing in the paint with the ball in his hands. He can also knock down a big time jumper. I mean, he's just a super versatile kid.
Eli wasn't very happy last year as a freshman with his shooting percentage, and so he works really hard on the off season in the summertime, getting in the gym, and he's increased his shooting percentage about 14% from last year, and that's a credit to what he did in the offseason, finding time to get shots up, he does a really good job of running the court for us, and he'll tell you that I always want him to play a little harder defense, but he can lock you down, he can play defense, and so he's another guy that, averages about 12 points a game and does a really good job, but just to say the kind of kid he is, he's a shooter mentality, because the other night he had a shot blocked and the ball came right back to him, and 99.9% of kids would have passed that ball, and he turned and shot it, and not only shot it, but made it. So,
yeah, that kid has no quit in him, and so does your freshman, Colin Shaughnessy. He's unbelievable for just a freshman. He has great handles, protects the ball. What makes him so good?
Colin was one of those kids that we knew kind of going into the year. We didn't know how he'd adjust to the speed of the game, defensively especially. We thought he'd always be able to shoot it, but he kind of stepped up big time going in right before the TBL tournament. So we kind of made that change there. He didn't start until then, and he accepted the role that he's going to be. He's going to get limited shots, but he's got to make those shots, and he is flourished in it. And defensively, he does a really good job of being in the right spot. Sometimes, just being a freshman is a little slower, but he's done a really good job. And, I think after the TBL tournament or this last month stretch, I think he's averaging double figures as well.
and then listing a guy who can provide you some depth in the paint, but also come out to the perimeter, make some good passes, and play some good defense as well. I mean, talk about how good he's been this year.
Yeah, Grady is just one of those guys that has a never-ending motor. He is a cross-country runner. He runs the 800 and 1600 at 4x4 in track, and it looks like he's running a track meet out there. He just goes, and he plays defense. Like, he can guard a 6'8" kid like he did at Winden, and against Hanover, he guarded a 5'10" quick freshman. So he just adds a different tool to our defensive scheme, and then he's came a long way on the offensive side. I think he's averaging right around 9 points a game, and, you know, beginning of the year, I'm not going to lie, I would have told you that if he gets six, that's going to be a plus for us, and he's more than exceeded our expectations.
All right, so Coach, now you guys will be the 2 seed in the state tournament. You guys get the Buckland Red Aces in the first round. Tell us what you know about this team. Looks like they have some length. They have some good shooting. Tell us what you know about the Red Aces.
Yeah, you said it. They're athletic. They're probably one of the most athletic teams out there. And they do have some length. They have 6'2", 6'4", and they like to shoot the three. I think I was watching a little bit, and I think they're averaging about, you know, 25, 26 threes a game, and they shoot a lot of corner threes. They like to push tempo, play fast, and hey, we're going to have to make sure we're locked in defensively, find shooters, and then rebound the basketball. That's one thing I noticed is they're a pretty good offensive rebounding team because they shoot threes and that equals a lot of long rebounds. We got to go get the ball and then take advantage of what they do defensively.
Here with Axel Boyce and basketball coach Jason Tynan. Last question for you, Coach. Well, how do you like your chances?
I think we got a shot. Anytime you're there, you got a shot. I like where we're at right now. We've kind of continually got better throughout the course of the year. We always talk to our kids about peaking at the right time. And the thing I like about our team is we can play fast with you. We can slow it down a little bit. If you want to get into a grinder, we can do that as well. We became really good at executing. And so I like our chances in that fact that if it's a game that's in the 60s or 70s, we can play that. If it's a game in the 40s, we can play that as well. And so I think it'll be an exciting time. I hope our kids enjoy the experience. Fans go out there and, you know, support us like they have been all year. And we really appreciate that. And we just have a fun weekend and leave it all on the court.
And yeah, I'm really looking forward to calling you guys throughout the tournament. Hopefully it's a deep run for you guys. And that's a lot coming up, not just in the first game, but hopefully, as mentioned, in a nice long run for you.
All right, thank you, Jared.
As you plan for the upcoming crop year, you're reminded of how much is riding on your bottom line. Can you afford to have anything but the best multi-peril and crop hail protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Beth Dieters, the right agent with your best interests at heart. Ease your mind. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca for the protection you need. 785-334-CROP. That's 785-334-CROP. An equal opportunity provider.
People, products, knowledge, we have it all for you at Helena Agri Enterprises. Our team has resources to provide our producers with the top brands and services. Specialized nutrients, seed and seed treatments, financial services, and precision ag services and software. We also offer our own line of products, adjuvants, bioscience products, branded fertilizers, nutritionals, and many more. Customer service and success is our goal. Let our local staff show you what we can do for you at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
This winter, use your time inside your home to remodel a room. Let Suther Building Supply in Seneca show you their vast selection of interior improvement supplies. They have the flooring choices and trim to take that old room and turn it into something very special. Their Valspar paint can easily change the look and feel of a room too. So why wait? Head into Suther Building Supply in Seneca and see their displays of all the products to help give you the ideas to turn that old room into a special place. That's Suther Building Supply in Seneca.
Whether you're going to spend your time on the golf course or jetting off to some popular vacation spots or simply spending time with your family, it's time to start saving for that nest egg, and United Bank and Trust can help you do that with an IRA. Offering a full line of IRAs, United Bank and Trust has trained professionals to help you begin planning for your future. On the course, on the road, or at home, United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life, member FDIC.
Bruna Implement Company has been family-owned for three generations. As your area Case IH dealer, we take pride in servicing all our customers. So whether you're looking for a Case IH Axial Flow Combine that leads the industry in productivity, or the Case IH Magnum Tractor built to fit the way you farm, for the best in farming equipment with the service to back it, there's only one. Bruna Implement Company, since 1947.
People you can count on. Bruna Implement Company.
KMZA.
State quarterfinal action from Great Bend, Kansas, here on the campus of Barton Community College. Jared Sluppy with you as the Axel Eagles are taking on the Buckland Red Aces. And what a season it's been for Axel. A chance to get their 20th win on the year, led by Isaac Detweiler, averaging 13.3 points per game and 7.1 rebounds, as well as 5.2 assists. I feel like his passing game, his ability to have great court vision, is kind of underlooked in his game. He shoots 44% from the floor and 75% from the free throw line. Eli Broxman, a guy who likes to shoot it out deep. He's 33% from beyond the arc, averaging 12.4 points per game. And Brandon Schmelzley, the big man down low, as mentioned in the interview, really plays taller than 6'2", averaging 12.3 points per game and 6.6 boards. And he finishes at the rim at 43.6% of the time. And Grady Bussing, another guy that kind of gets underlooked for this team, being the fourth leading scorer at 8.9 points per game and 6.1 rebounds. He shoots 57% from the floor as well. And the biggest task for the Eagles here this evening is going to be guarding Jaron Lindsey, again sitting at 6'6". The senior is very difficult to stop inside, averaging almost 13 points a game and 9 rebounds. It'd be big for them to keep him off the offensive glass and make their possessions one and done. Got some scores for you from earlier action from today out in Dodge City. An hour and a half away, the Centralia boys basketball team falling short against the defending champs, Opie, a final score of 46-30. The wheels kind of just fell off towards the end of that one. And Riverside, the girls team, they advanced as they win over Wichita Independent in Manhattan by a final score of 49-30. And our final game in Hutchinson, Class 3A, the Marysville boys. They defeat Wichita Collegiate 47-41. Other games going on across our area. Perry the Compton boys are the 7th seed in the Class 3A tournament, so they are also in Hutchinson. They'll take on Southeast of Saline. And then after this one is over in Dodge City, Clifton Clyde, the number 3 seed on the boys' side, is taking on South Graves. The girls' team lost last night to Frankfort, as the Frankfort girls are moving on, as well as Donovan West. So both TBL teams winning in Dodge City. Also, Hanover girls won yesterday against Wallace County. Horton boys fell short in Manhattan yesterday. And as mentioned, Frankfort girls won. Ashton boys unable to beat Bishop Yeage, and Silver Lake defeat Santa Fe Trail in Hutchinson as well. So we got quite a few of our area teams advancing to the semifinals, and we're hoping to get one more here tonight in Great Bend. Let's get to our starters. First for the Buckland Red Aces, 00, a sophomore at 6'3", Caden Tilly. Number 1, a 6'2", senior, Garen Stimpert. Number 12, a junior, sitting at 6 foot even, it's Andrew Bowman. Number 14, a 6'6", senior, Jaron Lindsey. And number 55, a 6 foot sophomore, Lucas Kirk. And for our Axel Eagles, starting things off is number 4, a 6'2", junior, Grady Bussing. Number 10, a 6 foot sophomore, Eli Broxerman. Number 12, a 5'11 senior, Isaac Detweiler. Number 23, a 5'10 freshman, Colin Shaughnessy. And number 25, a 6'2 sophomore, Brandon Schmelzley. So once again, for the Red Aces, it's Tilly, Stimpert, Bowman, Lindsey, and Kirk. And for the Eagles, it's Grady Bussing, Broxerman, Detweiler, Shaughnessy, and Schmelzley. The Axel Eagles are head coached by Jason Tynan, and the Buckland Red Aces are head coached by Derek Bevin. Don't know who the winner of this one will be taking on next. We'll find that out after this one concludes. It'll be the winner of St. John's Tipton out of Beloit as they take on Lebo. St. John's Tipton being the 3C, Lebo is the 6. But the winner will play on Friday at 8 o'clock, and the loser goes home. Winners in the quarterfinal rounds automatically getting to play both on Friday and Saturday because we do have a third-place game. Championship game will be Saturday at 6:15, third-place game, 2 o'clock on Saturday. All right, here we go. Schmelz leading to tip it off for Axel, and Lindsay to tip it off for the Red Aces. Pretty fun crowd here in Great Bend, Kansas. This building is pretty closed in and small, so the noise to be able to bounce off the walls pretty well. The Axtell student section is all wearing their green. And we are underway as Schmelzley with the tip over the 6'6 senior. And we're underway. Detweiler brings up the near side. To the near side wing. Shaughnessy, the freshman, with it. Top of the key. For Bussing. Right back to the near side. The freshman facing the man-to-man. And now a steal. And Tilly will run out and lay it up and in. Easy layup for Caden Tilly in a 6'3 senior. It's going to be sophomore for Buckland. Gets the scoring started. Detweiler drives middle, hands it off. Schmelzley, bounce pass to Shaughnessy near side, giving it to Eli Broxman for the first time. Couple dribbles, now gives it up to Shaughnessy, top of the key. Taking the far side, comes to the near. All over his head, lobs up to Schmelzley, top of the key. Two dribbles, and a pass to Shaughnessy, that's too far and out of bounds. And he'll go to Buckland. Buckland didn't travel too great, only about maybe 20 to, I would say right around, maybe not even 20 students from the Red Aces. As for Axel, they were able to bring about 30, maybe 40, at least, that are in the student section, quote-unquote, that are standing up. Near side corner, three ball on the way, and that one is a little bit short from the sophomore, Lucas Kirk, rebound Axel. Then while they're looking to push up the far side, crossover dribble middle, in the paint, kicks it out top of the key. The far side, Shaughnessy fires a three from the wing, air ball too strong and out of bounds. A little too much adrenaline going from the freshman in his first state tournament appearance. I tell you what, Shaughnessy, though, this year has not really played like a freshman. He's had to step up in a big way, and he certainly has all year long. This is a Buckland team that goes about 8 deep. Axel does about the same. At the top of the key, here is Bowman with his first touch. Oh, he crosses over Detweiler, lays it up and in. What a tough move for Andrew Bowman. Schmelzley from the near side wing, giving to a cut. Detweiler in the basket, thrown away. Too far out in front, and Stippert's able to get it. And he'll have a lane to drive. Nobody guards him in the lane. He'll kick it into the corner. Three ball on the way from Bowman. That one's short. Rebound for Grady Bussing. Up ahead, Shaughnessy almost traveled, and actually he did. He did travel. 6:14 to go first quarter. Axtell off to a rough start. They trail Buckland 4-0. First substitution of the game, and it will be Landon Schmitz, the 5'8 freshman, checking in. Freshman for a freshman as Shaughnessy will come to the bench. Axtell bringing the press. Big pass from Tilly. He'll hand it off to Bowman, and he'll bring it up as Axel backs off. They are now in a man-to-man defense. Bowman working on Detweiler, 12 versus 12, and off to Tilly. Screening Broxman. Nice lob pass from Kirk Dello underneath the basket, but the 6'6 senior, Lindsay, dribbled on the baseline, turnover to the Eagles. Trying to get their first points here of the night. Couple of turnovers so far from Axel. Detweiler was able to drive in lane, but he lost it. But it's off a foot of a Red Ace, so it'll stay with the Eagles' far sideline from the wing out of bounds. Bussing to rebound this. Excuse me, Bussing, beg your pardon, the 6'2 junior. Top of the key, catch for Detweiler to the near side of wing. Broxman, he had it poked away momentarily, but Detweiler holds it in. Drive middle, nice dish. High off the glass, no good for the freshman Schmidt. And a rebound to Buckland. Bowman dribbles to the near side. He'll hand it off. He'll pick the handoff to Kirk, excuse me. Now we'll give it to him. Pass to the top of the key. Defended by Schmidt. Crossover. Stops from the free throw line. Hands it back. Bowman defended by Detweiler once again. Gives up his dribble. Goes to the near side. Sagarin Stippard, his first touch of the night. One dribble, about the three, now gives it up. Looking to give it up at least to the top of the key to Bowman. This is a Red Aces team that shoots just 24% from beyond the arc, but they have been able to make a long two so far, as that one is off the left side of the rim, no good by Stippard. Rebound Axel. Pushing up ahead, your Schmelzley, nice cut to paint, but a fantastic recovery by Lindsay. He steals it away as Bussing was streaking down the middle, and the senior takes it away. Bowman gives up far side wing. Hypos catch Lindsay. One dribble in the paint, kicks it out. Kirk in a jump step gives up the dribble. Nice backdoor cut. Stippert stuffed it underneath the rim. Shot no good. Rebound Axtell. It was a nice cut, but he was unable to get a full grip of the basketball. And Coach Tynan has seen enough. He'll call a timeout with 4:26 to go. Axtell's not on the scoreboard just yet. Step aside for 30 seconds here on State Quarterfinal Basketball here at 92.1 KMZA.
Build that machine shed, shop, or garage you've always wanted with the help of B&D Buildings in Axtell. They specialize in the construction of either post-framed or stud-framed buildings, and you can depend on their experience and workmanship to get your building completed. B&D Buildings are a family of owned companies in Axtell, striving for 100% customer satisfaction every time. See pictures of their many completed buildings on their Facebook page at B&D Buildings, or call Brad at 785-294-0147 for a free estimate. That's 785-294-0147.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
4-0 lead for Buckland against Axtell. State quarterfinal action here from Great Bend, Kansas on the campus of Barton Community College. Axtell with the ball, trying to get their first basket. And Schmidt's a nice drive-by, layup good from the corner. And the freshman is on the board for Axtell. He'll now go into the press. Bowman almost turned it over. Now he fires a pass to midcourt, and saving it somehow is Bowman. He'll give it up to Pierce. Excuse me, to Kirk, beg your pardon. Kirk. Go ahead and give up his dribble. The short pointer to the near side. He'll kick it out. Lindsay. He'll hand it back. Bowman from the top of the key in the lane. Gets past his man and lays it up and in. Throw by Smelsley. And Bowman now has four. And it's 6-2 Red Aces. Smelsley near side wing. Gives it to Detweiler near side corner. Driving baseline. Gets hit. It's going to be a blocking foul. And two free throws coming up for the 75% free throw shooter as Lindsay stepped in to try to take the charge and couldn't get the call. In that first half of the first quarter, Axtell was only able to put up two shot attempts, of course making none. They were able to get their first basket from Landon Schmitz. First free throw for Detweiler is good. Need to get him going. He's been driving in the lane. He's been able to blow by his defender, but he's had a couple turnovers. Second free throw for Detweiler is good as well. So it's now 6-4 for the press, brought on by the Eagles. Inbound to Bowman, defended by Detweiler, and now being a full court man-to-man, and everyone else back off. Cross out court, far side. Bowman again working on Detweiler. Little drive and kick into the corner. Pass the defender. The pass is errant. Pass half court into the backcourt. It was tipped. And Buckland will maintain possession. Kirk with it. Backing down Schmidt. Stops at the near side elbow. Hit it back. Bowman dribbles to the wing. He is now defended by Schmelzley. He'll drive middle. Stops in the paint. Kicks it out. Three ball on the way for Cook. That's no good. Rebound Landon Schmidt. That was Colson Cook, the 6-foot sophomore, with a shot who checked in during that last break. Schmidt goes middle. He'll kick it out. Pass fake from Detweiler, dumps it off, Bussing, shot good, a little floater, beautiful touch from the 16th junior, and we are tied 6-6. Good response by Axtell. Head coach Jason Tynan telling his group to calm down and relax a little bit. Bowman stops, gets inside the paint, and he'll hand it back, and Kirk will handle the ball with 2:30 to go opening quarter. Far side wing, Bowman. We're going to get a screen from Lindsay. Now he doesn't use it. Now he will use it. Crossover dribble. Drives left side. And had it ripped away by Detweiler. Just took it out of his hand. Detweiler, senior, looking to push. He gets tripped up. Nothing is called. The ball goes out to Schmelzley somehow. And the perimeter, and he knocks down the three. First three of the game from either team. And Axtell with their first lead. It's a 9-2 run for Axtell. He started the game trailing 4-0. Bowman from just the left of the top of the key. He'll dribble to the middle. With 1:50 to go in the first quarter. Lob for Lindsay, and he fumbled it on the catch. 3-on-1 fast break up ahead to Schmitz, the freshman. Had it stripped from behind by Kirk. Good hustle play from Lucas Kirk. He'll stay with Axel, though, out of bounds with 1:44 to go. It'll be a low formation on the inbound with Detweiler doing the passing. Trying to find something, trying to pass it inside to Bussing, and Lindsay just took it away. Another steal for the 6'6 senior. The Red Aces will hope to get back within one or tie it in the final 90 seconds of the opening quarter. Kurt dribbles to the near side wing, defended by Schmelz. Late nice cut for Lindsay. It was somehow the pass went off the side of the backboard and goes to Axel. Detweiler on transition and lays up and in with his left hand. Detweiler, first player with multiple scores now, breaking the press, going the other way, leaving Brother Cook all alone. He'll lay it up and in. Break down in the press, and an easy layup for Buckland. It's now 11-8 in favor of Axel. Detweiler gives it to Schmelzley, near side wing. Dribbles middle, kicks it out. Detweiler from the corner, goes middle in the lane, has a nice lane to drive. He'll kick it out, and explodes along too. His foot was on the line, but it's good for Landon Schmidt. Now about the freshman stepping up here in this opening quarter, 45 seconds to go. It's 13-8, their largest lead of the game so far. And now a carry is called on the far side by Caden Tilley. So a turnover to the Eagles. Garen Stippert will check back in for Buckland. See what Coach Tynan has drawn up here. Steve May possibly holding on to the ball for one last possession. Detweiler facing this man-to-man defense, past the far side corner to Brother DeBrockstrom. He has a driving lane, shot up no good on the runner, tipped up in the air, and saving it from going out of bounds for the Red Aces. Full court pass up ahead, thrown away by Detweiler. 25 seconds left to go. Schmidt gives up his dribble. His pass deflected, and loose, picked up by Schmelzley, and a reach and foul against Lucas Kirk. That's just the second foul of the game from either team, and they're both against the Red Aces. Clock will stop with 17.8 seconds left as Shaughnessy will check back in after struggling in the opening minute and a half of the game. Now Schmidt, the other freshman, will come back to the bench. Inbound is to Detweiler, again with 17.8 seconds left for the inbound. The top of the key, Kirk is forcing him left, he'll go that way. Bounce pass for Oxman, top of the key, 8 seconds. Far side wing, Schmelzley, he now has 5, drives middle, stops, gives up into the corner, 3 seconds. Shaughnessy for 3 at the buzzer, it's good! 16-8. How about that shot from the freshman off the bench? And Colin Shaughnessy doubles up the Red Aces. A step aside for 60 seconds here on 92.1 KMZA.
Cook & Company in Seneca and Hiawatha have been in business manufacturing high-quality doors and cabinets since 1989. High-quality components and local quality workmanship team up to produce top-quality, long-lasting cabinets and doors. Go to their website, kochnco.com, to find details about all the products they offer. That's kochnco.com, Cook & Company in Seneca and Hiawatha. Proud supporters of local athletes, schools, and events.
Your kitchen's design is something you have to live with every day, so it has to be something that will work for you, look good, and it must be affordable. Lynn and Gail Lears at Hilltop Creations can help. The first step is finding out what you want, how you want it, and how fancy you want it to be based on cost. They can give you a computerized design and a price. Then you decide whether to move on or change the plan. Give them a call today so they can help you get your kitchen working for you. Hilltop Creations in Seneca.
Kansaland Radio.
After one quarter, 16-8, Axel leading Buckland. After starting out missing the first two shots, they made 6 of the last 8. As a pass is stolen away from Axel, rather for Axel, excuse me, they'll look to push. Near side wing, Shaughnessy thought about another 3. Broxman from the wing, give it up to Detweiler from the near side short corner. Drives middle and lays it up and in. And Isaac Detweiler now with 6. Lennon Schmitz also 4 points for the Axel Eagles. Drive by Kirk, stops, far side elbow, kicks it out. From the top of the key, Stimper with it. She'll drive left and lost it out of bounds. Another turnover. That is turnover number 8 already against Buckland. kind of been the story of the game so far, starting out on a 4-0 lead, but since then, an 18-4 run, which puts us at 18-8 being our score. Past the far side wing to Schmelzley. He'll drive into the short corner, double team, kick it out, wide open three for Brockstrom, and the 33% three-point shooter can't get that one to fall. Rebound for Jaron Lindsay of Buckland. Bowman brings it up the far side. And a handoff to Kirk, top of the key. 1 minute gone, second quarter. 18-8, Axtell, drive by, shot up, no good off the glass. Tipped up and in for Lindsay. Off the Kirk, miss. And Lindsay with his first basket of the game for the leading scorer. Driving kick by Detweiler, kick into the corner for Schmelzy. That three is no good off the front of the rim. Rebound secured by Garen Stemper. And lead is 8 for the Eagles. 3-possession lead. Kirk near side wing. Pass fake middle. Goes to the near side corner. Stemper looks on. Defended by Schmelzy. Top of the key pass to Bowman. On the back dribble. Now between the legs. Goes middle. Now reverses course and gives up to Kirk far side. 6:13 to go. Second quarter. Long possession so far. Not a whole lot going on for the Red Aces. Here's a handoff. Stemper underneath pass. Lindsay stuffed it underneath the under part of the rim. No good. Rebound Axtell. Dillweiler pushes near side. He'll dump it off. Schmelzy kick out. Shaughnessy catches the far side corner. Get it out of there to Rockstrom. Good ball movement. Schmelzy drives middle. Hands it off. Gussing. Mid-range jumper. Good. From just outside the paint. Brady Gussing now with 4 points. And the junior has doubled up the Red Aces again. It's 20-10. State quarterfinal action here from Great Bend, Kansas. Spartan Community College, 1A D2 state tournament. Near side wing, going middle as Bowman gets bumped. Lobs it deflected by Schmelzy. Stolen away by Detweiler. 3-on-2, fast break. Detweiler doesn't see anything, so he'll hold on to it. Near side wing, it'll bounce past it to Schmelzy, top of the key. He'll drive with his left hand. Runner, no good, and it's an offensive foul to boot. First team foul of the game against Axtell. And it's against the 6'2 sophomore, Brandon Schmelzy. 5:17 to go, second quarter. Red Aces looking for some offensive momentum, which they haven't been able to have since the beginning of the first quarter when they went up 4-0. Kirk from the Barton logo, the Cougar, if you will. Dribbles middle, Bowman, give and go to Lindsay off the screen, shot up, getting Schmelzy up in the air, and he lays it up and in. And he now has 4 on the quarter and the game as well. It's 20-12. Melsley, top of the key, gives it up for Oxterman. The near side corner, Detweiler with it. Pulling the ball over his head, puts it on the floor, drives baseline, layup blocked. Gets his own miss, second try, good! Good job by the senior to stay with it. He is 8 already. Back to 10-point lead for Axtell. Pass cutting in the lanes, Kirk, and it's broken up. It's loose on the floor. It's a jump ball. Fantastic hustle by Colin Shaughnessy, the freshman. The possession arrow favors Axtell as Lennon Schmidt will check back into the game in for Grady Busing. 4:31 to go, second quarter. Inbound will be in the backcourt. Out of bounds on the near side. Detweiler will receive the inbound, and it'll be defended by Kirk. Again, they're forcing him to go to his left. Hasn't really worked here tonight so far. Give it up to Brockstrom from the wing. He'll dribble to the middle, pass to Stone away. 2-on-2, fast break. Layup by Bowman. He got stripped by Brockstrom. It's out of bounds, and looks to me like it might have been off of Bowman's leg, but they don't call it. It'll stay with Red Aces with 4:15 to go in the second quarter. Kirk will take a seat, and Tilly is back in the game. The inbounder is Bowman. He'll get it in. Head fake. Simpert. Bounced by Schmidt to stop at the free throw line. Hand it back to Tilly. Couple dribbles. He stops. Just inside three-point line, dish off to Lindsay, lays it up and in. Nice spin move to the middle. And Lindsay has all 6 of the second quarter points from the Red Aces. It's back to an 8-point lead. And Detweiler is bumped from behind, trying to take it into the paint. And that'll be the 13th foul against Buckland. And the first personal foul against Colson Cook, the 6-foot sophomore. Just inside the halfway mark, 3:57 to be exact to go in the second quarter, 22-14. Axtell. Brockstrom, a nice look down low. Schmitz makes a cut across the paint and lays it up and in. And Schmitz now has 6. How about the little fellow off the bench, standing at 5'8", in his first state tournament basketball game. 6 points. Nice stop and pop by Bowman, and no passes that possession. When they paid off with 2 points on a 12-foot jumper from Andrew Bowman, the 6-foot junior. And again, Buckland able to answer. Schmelzy, man on his back. He'll kick it out. Three ball, no good. Far side corner. Broxerman pass deflected. Excuse me, the rebound deflected out of bounds by Colin Shaughnessy. It'll go to the Red Aces. So every time Axel has been able to score here in this quarter, the Red Aces have been able to respond. Can they do that again here after getting a stop? Hoping to get it back to a two-possession game. Bowman possesses with the top of the key with it. Gives it to Tilly, near side wing. Lindsay working inside. And Tilly dribbled it off his shoe. Shaughnessy dove on it and got it to Broxerman. Broxerman lob up for Schmidt. Pass too far out of bounds. And it'll go back to Buckland as if nothing happened with 3:01 to go, second quarter. State quarter final action. Winner will advance to take on the winner of St. John's Tipton out of Beloit and Lebo. A game expected to start at 8 o'clock here this evening. And the winner would play on Friday at 8 o'clock. Bowman brings it up. Near side to Tilly. Enter pass to Lindsay. He backs down. Bussing. Kick it out. Tilly gives up his dribble. Cross-court pass far side. And Bowman, between legs dribble from the top of the key. Near side. Tilly with it. And nice hands by Broxerman to poke it away. Fantastic hustle. It'll stay with the Red Aces out of bounds. Near side, near half court. 2:35 he goes second quarter. Bowman the inbounder. Get it in. To Stimpert. Gives it back to Bowman. Pretty spread out formation from Buckland. Drive. Tilly stops. Tough shot on the runner. No good. Off his pivot foot. Off balance. Rebound Detweiler. Up ahead to Schmelzy. Drive and kick. Schmitz. Gives it back to Schmelzy. Top of the key. To far side. Detweiler. Gets back to his man. Layup is no good, but he's fouled. Got hit on the arm and he'll get a couple free throws. Buckland not happy with the call. Tilly coming over to head coach Derek Bevin saying that there wasn't a foul there, as that foul will go against Jaron Lindsay, and that is his second. As 6 of the Buckland 8 points in the second quarter after a scoreless first quarter. First free throw is no good. That was first miss from the charity stripe tonight. Lucas Kirk checks back into the game, and he will come in for Lindsay, so Buckland going a little bit smaller here. Until he does stand at 6'3", but he's mainly a guard. So we'll see if they maybe move somebody into the post or if they play 5 out, nobody in. Second free throw is good for Detweiler. He's got 9. It's 25-16 Eagles. 2:05 to go. Second quarter, state quarter final action. Bowman gives it up to Kirk. He gives up to Stimper. On the three-point line, just to the left of the top of the key, he'll drive, and he's not fouled. They're just saying travel against Stimpert. He thought it was fouled. So Axel gets it back just inside 2 minutes to go. And again, Detweiler being forced left, he'll give it up to Broxerman working from the left side wing. Laid it up to Schmelzy, comes to this side, stops in the short corner, gives it up Broxerman. Detweiler makes a nice catch behind him. He'll dish it up. Oh, nice touch pass from Schmitz to Bussing, and he lays it in. Very well done by the freshman. That was some great passing. He now has 6. Quickly back. Cook, 3 ball, far side corner, no good. Tip off in the air, rebound Detweiler. Hookcourt pass up ahead. Schmelzy streaking, layup, good. What a dunk hit, but just couldn't quite get his palm on top of the basketball. But either way, he has 5. It's 29-16. 3 ball, this side, no good. From Stimpert, and out of bounds to Axel. The Red Aces are working too quickly on this end, trying to compensate for Axel's offense, really ramping it up. 1:10 to go, again, 29-16, largest lead of the game. Detweiler, again, forced left, to the near side wing, gives it up. Smelly top of the key, one dribble, and he'll give it up. Broxerman top of the key, goes right, jumps up, nice look for Bussing, he's blocked by Tilly, and it'll be a travel call, because he held on to the ball the entire time. And Lindsay will check back in with 2 personal fouls in for Stimper. 54.8 seconds left to go. Buckland needing a basket Axel, a pretty large run going here. Kirk with it from the top of the key. Bounce pass, high post. Lindsay hands it off, and Cook lost it. Going the other way. Detweiler pushing. Right side, he lost it. Trying to possibly give it up to Bussing, and it goes out of bounds. So back-to-back turnovers from both teams. The Red Aces will try it again with 34 seconds left in the second. Kirk will bring it up again, but he'll hand it off to Bowman. Dribbles to the near side, signals for Tilly to clear out, and he does so. Goes to the far side. Signaling for Lindsay to get a screen for him. They do a little give and go. Layup. Lindsay too strong off the glass. 15 seconds left for Axel. Push up ahead. Schmitz. Pass back to Detweiler. Shut up. No good. A lot of contact. Nothing called. Schmelzley with the rebound. And he is fouled. And that one will go against Colson Cook, and that will be his second. Team foul number five. Axel, by the way, only with one team foul. That was against Brandon Schmelzley. Colin Shaughnessy back in the game for Axel. We'll check in for Landon Schmitz with 7.2 seconds left. Interesting formation. Detweiler slaps the ball. Looking for somebody. He'll get it into Broxman. His shot is blocked out of bounds with 5.3 seconds. Good rejection by Tilly as he has two blocks in the last three possessions. And they'll inbound with a low formation again. With Detweiler on the far side, he'll lob it up to Schmelzley with 5 seconds. Drives left, kicks in the corner, 2 seconds at the buzzer. Broxman makes the three! Last quarter it was Shaughnessy. And this quarter it was Broxman, his first basket of the game. We'll send it to a break. We'll have our Wilson Direct Motors and Tires halftime show with Axel up 32-16. State quarterfinal action here from Great Bend here at 92.1 KMZA.
Eggs are cheaper in the country. Tires are too.
Score big savings on Kenda Tires at Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires. Kenda Tires deliver premium performance at a value price. And if you buy four at Wilson's Direct, you get free roadside hazard coverage and free rotations too. Get out of town and save on Kenda Tires at Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton.
There's only one, Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires. Get out of town.
Wilson'sDirectTires.com.
Save 15 cents a gallon with the DinoPay app when you fill up your fuel tank at Silver Creek Convenience Store in Seneca, Home City Depot, and also at Waterville and Blue Rapids. Download the Sinclair DinoPay app and start saving today. Receive 15 cents off per gallon using your Sinclair card linked to your DinoPay app, or save 5 cents a gallon with any card. Find all the details and start saving at Silver Creek Convenience Store in Seneca, Home City Depot, and in Waterville and Blue Rapids.
Hemi Electric in Seneca can help you with your residential and farm shed wiring projects. If you're building new or remodeling a house, contact them for an estimate on wiring. They can also wire your farm building, garage, or shop. They've been providing agricultural, commercial, industrial, and residential services in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri since 1982. You can find them on Facebook or call them in Seneca at 785-336-3109. Hemi Electric in Seneca, keeping the community wired. 336-3109.
Elmer's Repair and Supply in Centralia is your bumper-to-bumper auto parts dealer and has a great sales catalog available. Just stop in and get yours today. Find great buys on several things you need, like K-Tool jumper cables, the heavy 4-gauge type for farm and commercial use, PartsMaster engine oil filters with great prices for all your applications, and they carry Green Mountain pellet grills in several models to choose from. See Elmer's Repair and Supply in Centralia, your bumper-to-bumper auto parts dealer.
Flash into spring 2023 with savings on your Blue Valley internet bill. If you increase your speed this spring, you get a $20.23 bill credit for 3 months. New Blue Valley internet customers also get a $20.23 bill credit for 3 months. Visit bluevalley.net/2023.
Terms and conditions apply. See store for details.
This is the Wilson Direct Motors and Tires Halftime Show. If you want the best, you have to get out of town. Head to Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton on Highway 16, home of the 110% price match guarantee.
32-16, Axe lead at half against Buckland. Let's take a look at our first half stats. First for the Red Aces, 6 points apiece for Andrew Bowman and Jaren Lindsay, and 2 points apiece for Caden Tilley and Colson Cook. Only 8 points apiece for Buckland in both quarters. As for Axel, they score 16 points apiece in both quarters. How about that symmetry? 9 points for Isaac Detweiler with 3 field goal makes and 3 free throws out of 4 attempts. 6 points apiece for Landon Schmitz and Grady Blissing. How about the freshman and the junior Grady Blissing as well? 5 points for Brandon Schmelsley. 3 points apiece for Colin Shaughnessy, who had the buzzer beater at the end of the first quarter, and Eli Brockstrom, who had the buzzer beater in the second quarter. And also, taking a look at some of the overall stats from this first half, Buckland shooting 42.1% on the game, 8 for 19, as for Axel shooting 54% at 13 for 24. They're 3 for 7 from beyond the arc. That's 43% and 3 for 4 from the free throw line, all those coming from Detweiler. As for Buckland, they are 0 for 5 from beyond the arc, and they haven't attempted a free throw because Axel has only fouled Buckland once. And talking about turnovers, 13 to 11. So a lot of turnovers for both teams, with Axel winning the turnover battle, only by 2. And in terms of assists, 9 for Axel, only 2 for Buckland. So that turnover assist ratio for Buckland, not good in that first half, with 4 blocks, though, 2 coming from Caden Tilley, who had a nice couple blocks towards the end of that half as well. And you talk about a kid that can really pass the ball, sling it around. Well, Isaac Detweiler talking about how he gets 5 assists a game. Well, he has 3 already. And Brennan Schmelsley has 3 as well. He's been coming onto the perimeter, passing it around a lot, not really working the interior with Lindsay's big post presence down low, but it's been Axel's ability to drive in the paint and keep Lindsay on his toes, and he's forced two fouls, and they've been able to keep him honest in this first half. With he had a big second quarter. He had 6 points in that second quarter, but he was scoreless in the first and hasn't really played a big factor defensively at all. Let's go and step aside for a break here from Great Bend Class 182 State Tournament quarterfinals, with Axel leading Buckland 32-16. Here on 92.1 KMZA.
There are a lot of jobs out there. Come for a job and stay for a career at Life Care Center of Seneca. We are offering a $3,500 sign-on bonus for all nursing staff. As an employee, when you refer a new hire, you are paid $1,000. The bonus pay starts on the first check. Flexible schedules, education assistance for license and certifications, and excellent pay and benefits. Call Lisa or Ashley at 785-336-3528. 336-3528.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition.
Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
Is it time to replace that old storm door? Odd size, can't find one, standard door won't fit? Then let Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca help you with a new Gerken storm door from custom size to standard. Why Gerken? Gerken Windows and Doors have been building storm doors for over 60 years. Gerken offers 3 storm door categories, and all doors are guaranteed for as long as you own your home. You can check them out at Gerken.com or stop at Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca and let them help you with that new Gerken storm door and windows. Remember, your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca.
We are having such a good hair day.
Selfie time!
Oh, that reminds me. That's not a selfie. I'm taking a picture of this check I just got. With my institution's mobile deposit app, the money goes straight into my free Kasasa checking account.
So, a check selfie?
A selfie? Oh, no. Not a thing.
With state-of-the-art Kasasa checking, you get cash rewards and nationwide ATM withdrawal fee refunds every month you qualify.
Ask for Kasasa at Community National Bank, member FDIC. Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
Yeah.
KMZA.
32-16, Axtell in front against Buckland, Class 182 state tournament here from Barton Community College. Really interesting venue here. I came here once before when I was actually visiting, as they offered me a golf scholarship. I actually went elsewhere, but went through this facility once and didn't really think much of it, but this is a really nice facility they have here. Not only is this just their basketball arena in this building, they also have some tennis courts for their tennis team, which is very good as well. They have some track and field facilities. They have a swimming pool for their swimming team. I mean, they got everything here. And this is really a very prestigious athletic institution in Barton Community College, with 50-plus national championships in their entire school history, with their track and field really being their bread and butter, with all the banners up from their national championships, their regional conference championships. And I remember them being very good basketball when I was attending community college. And they mean just a little bit of everything. It's really a fantastic place for athletics. And a great facility that has opened its arms for the 182 state championship here in 2023. So once again, 32-16 our score, with 9 points for Isaac Detweiler. He has really been able to get inside in the paint and lean more of that, as Buckland has given it to him. They're forcing him to go left. He says, okay, I'll use my left hand. I'll cut the paint. There must have been something that Coach Bevin saw in the tape that says, oh, he struggles when he goes left, but he really has not shown that as a senior, as taking advantage of what the Red Aces defense has given him, which is with his left hand. But they're not really using the paint as a place for anyone to kind of camp. They're kind of just having fives out, nobody in, maybe somebody coming to the high post. But usually when the guy comes across the high post, it's usually then the person's on the corners, they slash a back cut to the paint, and that's where they've been able to get their baskets, not from drives in the lane, more off driving kicks, and that has been very successful for Axel. They hope to keep it up here in the second quarter. And it also comes with making just 3 3-pointers, so not relying on the three ball. They have 7, so 42.9% from beyond the arc. Buckland going 0-for-5. And we are underway here in the second half with the Red Aces getting the first look. By the way, Buckland didn't shoot the ball too bad, 42% shooting, but 13 turnovers really is what hindered Buckland in that first half. Bowman gets Detweiler to fall over, and he's able to drive, but he'll have to kick it out. Good rotational defense. In the paint, bounce pass. Kirk had it thrown away. Busting jumped the route, going down the other lane, shut up, and one! With his right hand, nice little scoop shot from the junior. He's got 8. And the Eagles strike first. That foul goes against Bowman, his first. What a way to start the second half. Free throw on the way. Good. Axel now 4-for-5 from the free throw line here tonight. And it's 35-16. They continue to expand their largest lead. Kirk stops. Near side elbow. Hands it off. Bowman tries to drive it as well. Hand off again. Another steal for Bussing. Run out. He'll lay it up and no good. But tip up and in for Brandon Schmelzley. Schmelzley now has 7. And a quick 4 points for Axel off another 2 turnovers, which brings the Raisins total to 15. Going left is Stimpert. Looking to hand it off to Tilly. He cannot, so he'll kick it far side to Bowman. Bowman from the wing. Goes baseline, jump stops, nothing there, kick it out. Head fake Tilly. It passes defender, now reaching is called. And that's going to be the second foul of the entire game against Axel, but it'll be against Brandon Schmelzley, and that'll be his second. 6:47 to go, third quarter, state quarterfinal action here from Great Bend, Kansas. Winner will take on the winner of St. John's Tipton from Beloit and Lebo, 8 o'clock tomorrow. As he passes the puck out of bounds, good hustle by Isaac Detweiler to tip it away from Bowman. Bowman got off to a hot start in the game, but since then, kind of cooled off. He had 4 of the team's first 6 points. Now he has 6 as he has the ball from the top of the key. Crossover, right side, stop, give it up, top of the key to Tilly. Pass fake, near side, goes right. In the lane, gets past Brockstrom and a reach in foul. So they already have more fouls in the opening minute and a half than they did the entire first 16 minutes as Brockstrom picks up his first. And they're going to say he was going up, so Tilly's going to get some free throws here. Tilly with 2 points here on the night. That was in the opening quarter. Bending the knees and letting it go. First one is good. Those just joining us, Axel has scored 16 points in both of the first two quarters, and Buckland scored 8 points in both of the first two quarters. Second free throw is no good. Rebound goes to Isaac Detwiler. He'll look to push it himself. Defended by Kurt. Again, going left to the wing. Hands it off to Shaughnessy. From the wing, he burgles it to the middle. Defended by Bowman. He'll give it up. Detwiler, he'll drive middle. He lost it out of bounds. It'll go to the Red Aces. That is the 12th turnover of the game for Axel. Had 11 in the first half. Not great. He'll hope to clean that up ahead of tomorrow's action if they were to hold on to this 20-point lead. With 6:10 to go in the third quarter. Pass to the far side wing. Bowman from Kirk. Lob down low. Lindsay after the screen. Doesn't have a lane, so he'll kick it out. Sipper drives left. He's stopped by Detwiler in the middle of the paint. He'll kick it out. Thought he got reached in on. Tilly drives middle. Shot over Detwiler. No good up the right side. Tip up good for Jaron Lindsay. He's got 8. And looking to push up ahead, Axel. Smelsley gives it into the corner to Shaughnessy. I don't know if that pass was intended for him because Rocksterman was right there. Smelsley from the far side of wing, driving kick. Shaughnessy near side. High post catch Detwiler. Those left shot up, falling away. No good. Lindsay with the rebound. And Detwiler poked it away from Kirk. Out of bounds, it'll go to the Red Aces. 37-19, Axel leads. 5:27 now to go third quarter as Shaughnessy will come take a break. And Schmitz is back in the game. And in for the first time tonight is Grant Bussing, the 6'1 junior, will come in for his brother Grady. Kirk brings up the far side. He'll be defended by Schmitz and Axel's man-to-man defense. Bowman, top of the key. Gets a screen to go to his right from Lindsay. Doesn't have much to do with it, so he'll give it up to Tilly near side wing. He'll hand it off to Kirk. He'll go left on Schmitz. Lob up. Thrown away by Grant Bussing. Laying it off. Nice bounce pass from Detwiler. Lay it up and in for Smelsley. Almost dunked that thing as he really was able to launch up into the air. He now has 9. 3 players now with 9 for Axel. The other 2 being Detwiler and Grady Bussing. And lead back up to 20 for Axel. 39-19. In quarterfinal action between the late dribble, almost lost out of bounds for Bowman. Goes to the right, still from beyond 3-point line. Now step inside, pass deflected by Schmitz, thrown away by Detwiler. Outlet up ahead to Schmelzley, and he will slam it home with 2 hands. Got so close 2 times prior, finally able to throw it down. 3-pointer is the response for Garen Stimpert. He knocks home a tray, their first of the half. And the game, but a timeout is called for Buckland. Coach Bevin wanted to talk things over. 41-22, our score, 4:13 to go here in the third quarter. Step aside for 30 seconds. Class 182 state tournament quarterfinals here at 92.1 KMZA.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Beer Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
What a third quarter for Axel here so far as they have gotten Brandon Schmelsley going. He has 6 points in the quarter, 11 for the game, and it's 41-22 in favor of the Axel Eagles. State quarterfinal action with the winner playing at 8 o'clock tomorrow night. And Axel gets the ball out of the break as well. 4:11 now left to go in the third quarter. Detwiler stops on the far side wing as he's double teamed to give it up. Rocks him a nice pass. And Grant Bussing scores from the near side block. 7 different scores. All the players who have stepped on the floor tonight have scored for Axel. Top of the key catch. 3 ball on the way. No good from Now, actually, a foul is going to be called. That actually will be on the rebound. As Sippert was unable to make the three ball, and Axtell will get it with 3:47 to go in the third. That one will go against Lindsay, and that is his third personal foul. The leading scorer for the Red Aces, averaging 12.5 a game. Leading scorer for Axtell, bring it up. Isaac Detweiler with 13.3 points per game. Go to the far side with it against the 1-3-1 zone. Nice pass for Schmelzy, but he's blocked from the far side block. Entry pass with some Schmitz in the corner. It's a beautiful little touch pass. The freshman has a great set of eyes to make some great passes here tonight. Far side wing with a catch. It's Broxton. Near side, Schmelzy. Entry pass, Busting, turns, fires short. Gets his own miss. Shot falling away, no good. Rebound for Kirk of Buckland. They'll give it to Bowman. Just to the right of the top of the key. Now he'll dribble towards the middle. To the near side of wing. Kirk will come from the near side to the middle. He'll drive in the lane. To the head of steam. No good, but he's fouled by Detweiler. And two free throws coming. These will be the first free throw attempts of the game for the Red Aces with 3:02 to go in the third quarter. As Detweiler's first personal foul, and that's because Axtell hasn't really been fouling. That's actually their fourth foul in the entire game, third in this half, as the first free throw is too strong for the 6-foot sophomore Lucas Kirk. No substitutions, one more coming. 43:22 to go. Axtell leading Buckland, third quarter. That one is good. Kirk with his first point of the night. He goes 1-for-2. Now 3 minutes to go. Detweiler. Again, the 1-3-1. Lob to the corner. Schmitz is double team. He'll get back out to Detweiler from the wing. Cross-court pass. Lob. Schmelzy can't get the shot to go, though. A little too strong on the tip. And here come the Red Aces. Bowman pass far side corner to Kirk. Pass deflected. Out of bounds. Schmelzy, nice hands, poking it away from Bowman working the far side wing. Box stops with 2:38 to go in the third. Lead staying at 20. Let's see, Eagles outscoring the Red Aces by 4 here in this quarter. Detweiler jumped the route, but couldn't come up with a steal. It's into the hands of Sippert. He'll drive right. He's blocked by Grant Busing. Rebound Axtell. 3-on-2 fast break. Detweiler far side. Nice up ball pass, but Busing couldn't keep it. But it's going to be actually out of bounds against Cook, who had his feet on the baseline while touching it. And they'll stay with the Eagles with 2:26 to go, third quarter. 43-23. Detweiler, the inbounder. They go back to the low formation on the inbound. Screen to get Schmelzy open, and the pass is ripped away. It's stolen by Lindsay. Held that pass to Bowman near side. From the wing, dribbles towards the middle, defended by Detweiler. Two legs dribble, taken to the corner, wide open three for Colston Cook, and he knocks it home. Colston Cook with his first point since the first quarter, and their second three of the ball game. It's 43-26, 2 minutes to go. Third quarter. Detweiler, corner, far side, Schmelzy. The near side, Broxman, three ball, no good, it's halfway down, popping out of there. And Lindsay with the rebound for Buckland. Still a pretty comfortable lead for the number 2 seed in the state tournament here. Class 182 from Great Bend, Kansas. Barton Community College. Jump stop from Stimpert from the free throw line. He'll give it to the far side wing to Kirk. He'll drive left in the paint. Kicks it. And a carry is going to be called against Garen Stimpert. And a substitution for the Red Aces is Darius McKenzie will check in for the first time tonight. And for the Eagles, Grady Busing back in the game. He'll check in for his brother. Detweiler with it, far side to the top of the key for Schmelzy. Near side wing, lane to drive for Broxman. Floater, good. Nice job taking advantage of the 1-3-1 as Broxman had the lane. And he was able to get the nice little touch. Six-footer on the runner. It's March, so might as well say with the kiss. 55 seconds left to go. Going to his right. Stopping. Giving it up. Simper pass fake. Driving left. Nice up fake. He's been up in the air, but Detweiler was able to disrupt the shot. Rebound Axtell off the miss. Coming the other way. They have numbers. Into the corner. Broxham's going to try a three off of the dribble. No good. A nice rebound by Bussing, and that's a touch pass falling away to Detweiler, and he leaves it up and in. Detweiler with his first basket of the quarter. He has 11. 30 seconds left in the quarter, 47-26, Axel. Second Eagle with double-digit scoring, with the other being Brennan Schmelzley, who also has 11. Drive middle, Kirk, pass to flush it out of bounds. It'll stay with the Red Aces with 17.2 to go. Fantastic quarter of basketball, not letting up. Eagles leading the quarter by 5. The inbound will give it up to the top of the key to Kirk with 15 seconds. He'll drive left, gets past a couple defenders, lays it up and in over Bussing. And Kirk with his first field goal make. He has 3 with 8 seconds. Detweiler, cross half court, 5 seconds. Drives, kicks, Shaughnessy. Can they get another buzzer beater? No good off the heel. And that is it. Indeed, buzzer beaters at the end of the first and the second quarter for those just joining us. But either way, Axel leads 47-28. Quarterfinal rounds, state tournament, Class 1A, D2. Let's step aside for a minute here on 92.1 KMZA.
Don't we all wish it was sunny and 70 degrees outside? Good news, this is the Midwest, and while it probably won't be tomorrow, those days aren't far off, and neither is planting season. Reviewing machinery insurance values before it comes out of the shed is easier than during claim time. We work with several different companies to offer options tailored to your individual operation. Give us a call, and one of our many knowledgeable farm agents would be happy to come out and help.
SBX Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals can outfit you with the tools you need for inside projects. They have 3 styles of floor sanders, sheetrock jacks, carpet stretchers, indoor scaffolding, a texture gun for ceilings and walls, a tile scraper remover, carpet cleaners and solutions, even a portable table saw and sliding compound miter saw. Go online to their website, heinentruevalue.com, for all their rental tool listings. And like them on Facebook, Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals in downtown Seneca. Behind every project is a true value.
Kansaland Radio.
8 minutes is all that's separating Axel from advancing to the semifinal round of the Class 1A D2 State Tournament. As it's 47-28 in favor of the Eagles. 11 points apiece for Schmelzley and Detweiler. 9 points for Grady Bussing. And well, that's all I have for you from that standpoint. Into the corner, Schmelzley, cross-court pass to Detweiler. That's pass fake. Driving kick, Shaughnessy to Broxman. Nice selflessness. 3 ball on the way. Going for college, Shaughnessy. That was good from the college 3-point line. Shaughnessy made one in the first quarter, and he gets the scoring started here in the fourth. Trying to respond is Tilly from the near side corner, and he drills it. He's now got 6. They did a fantastic job of keeping their best scorers off of the scoreboard here tonight for the most part. 8 points for the leading scorer, Jaron Lindsay, with 6 of those coming in the second quarter. Only 6 for Andrew Bowman, their second leading scorer. 50-31, 1 minute gone, fourth quarter. One dribble, Detweiler gives it to a cutting Broxman. A little runner, no good. The ball tipped around, and a long rebound. Still tipped up in the air, and loose, picked up by the Red Aces. 3-on-1, Kirk, layup no good, tip up, follow, good, from Andrew Bowman. 18 turnovers, the story of the game for Buckland. Axel only had 2 that last quarter. They still have 13, though. They had 11 in the first half. Mid-range jumper no good from Grady Bussing, and a rebound to the Red Aces. Axel shooting 50% still from the floor. At least after the first 3 quarters, not including the shots they've attempted in this quarter. 3 ball off the mark by Bowman. Long rebound. They have a chance to run. They have numbers. That while they're driving kick, and now they're able to catch up. Smelsley, cross-court pass near side to Broxman. Handed off to Detweiler from the free throw line. 1 dribble. And from inside the paint, kicks it out of there. Far side wing, Grady Bussing hands it off to Detweiler. 2 minutes gone in the quarter. Drive left side, handoff. Is it for Schmelzley? Kick out. Shaughnessy will try another one from the college length. He got another one! How about the freshman Colin Shaughnessy? He's got 9, and it's 53-33 with 5:43 to play. And almost a turnover on the near side. Tilly had to save it behind the back from going out of bounds in the near side corner. He'll get it back. He'll lob it inside to Lindsay. He's been quiet tonight, and a drive and a foul on the floor. That's only the fourth, I mean, the fifth foul of the game against Axtell. And that one will go up against Grady Bussing, his first. Bowman the inbounder. From the near side, lob it up for Lindsay. Makes the catch. No, he doesn't. He's lost it. He tried to catch it with one hand. Looked like it was an alley-oop sort of setup. But the ball was dropped, and Axel gets it. And now a foul against Bowman, trying to take it away from Detweiler. Bowman's second. Buckland's third of the second half. 5:23 to go. State quarter finals here from Great Bend. 1A D2 state tournament. Winner playing 8 o'clock tomorrow night, which right now Axel well on their way to advancing. Play the winner of St. John's Tipton from Beloit. They'll take on Lebo following this one. Right in the middle, Schmelzley stops to the near side elbow and turns it over. He tries to pass to Broxman. Nice read from Cook to take it away. And Bowman's pass is blocked and stolen away by Detweiler. 2-on-1, Broxman up ahead to Shaughnessy as a track down before going out of bounds, They hold on to the possession, but unable to get points off the turnovers. Schmelzley pass is too strong and too wide of Shaughnessy. Turnover. Run out layup. Good and one for Caden Tilley. He has 5 quick points this first half of this fourth quarter. Clock stops with 4:42 to go. As Detweiler picks up his second personal foul. Timeout's going to be called. So Axel at 53-35, 4:42 to play. State quarterfinal action here on 92.1 KMZA.
One out of 3 American adults have prediabetes. Did you know that if you have prediabetes, you can make changes now to improve your health and prevent type 2? Nemaha Valley Community Hospital is hosting its 4th annual Prevent T2 program. An informational meeting will be held at the hospital on March 21st at 5:30 p.m. to review the program details. You will also hear from an individual who has completed the program. Please contact Leah Heinen at 785-336-0322 with questions. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital. People you know, care you trust.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
KMZA.
Axel hoping to finish this one off as they lead 53-35 against Buckland. Class 182 state quarterfinal matchup. And the winner taking on winner of St. John's Tipton and Lebo tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. Free throw on the way and good for Kate Tilley. He finishes off DN1. He now has 9.6 of those here in the fourth quarter. All Axel's got to do here is take care of business, take care of the basketball, which they've done here in the second half so far pretty well. Detweiler on the press in the near side corner. He's double-teamed, dribbles once, falling away, whistle, and timeout called by Coach Tynan. Why is timeout? Is nobody's really helping Detweiler out. It was only Schmelzley who's over in the vicinity of the backboard. It'll be just a 30-second timeout, so we've got to keep it right here. And let's take a look at possible schedule for tomorrow across our city or our central networks. Here we go. Let's see. We have Donovan West girls playing at 2 o'clock tomorrow. Riverside, no, this is on KNZA, by the way. Riverside girls will follow that up at 4 o'clock. And if Silver Lake did win, they'll play at 6 o'clock. And Harry LeCompton, they are trailing at the half. But if they win, they'll play at 8 o'clock tomorrow in Hutchinson. And right here on KMZA, 6 o'clock, Frankfurt will be playing. And looking like Axel played 8 o'clock. Again, right back here on KMZA. They hold on. Here's the pass to Schmelzley, and Bowman picks up the foul from the free throw line. And Bowman picking up his third. And that's going to be team foul number 4 against the Red Aces. Axel has 5 with 4:28 to play. 53-36 in favor of Axel. Inbound to Detweiler. Drives left side. He'll hand it off, far side corner drive, Broxerman. Shut up, no good. It's out of bounds, it'll they'll stay with the Eagles' last touch by the Red Aces. Axel to inbound it. Low formation once again. Lob it up for Schmelzley from the near side. Elbow. He dribbles and he lost it. Stolen away, Bowman. And they got a poke from behind by Brockstrom, and they're going to get him with reach in here. Not a bad foul, though, on the run out. Brockstrom in second. Nobody with more than two for Axtell. Clock stopping with 4:13 to go. Inbound Bowman, top of the key catch for Stempers, who's been quiet tonight. 3 points for him. He made a three-pointer in the third quarter. Entry pass to Lindsay. Bounce pass, top of the key. Three ball blocked by Detweiler. And the run out layup is good. That woke me up. Detweiler rejecting a three-point shot. That is not easy to do. You climb the ladder and swat it away from Bowman. Bowman driving, pulling, and dumping it off to Lindsay. Stops in the middle of the paint, gives up to Tilly. He'll drive right side. Floater, no good. And rebounded by Grady Busting of Axtell. Cross that court, Schmelzley, defended by Tilly, gives up the corner for Schmitz. High post catch, Detweiler bounce back, low post. Busting lays it up and in. What a night for Grady Busting. Now he has 11. 57-36 Axtell, 3:20 to go. State quarterfinal action here from Great Bend, Kansas, Spartan Community College. Drive right side, layup no good for Bowman, but he's fouled from behind, a little bit of a push. And that'll be team foul number 7, first time we've been in the bonus here tonight, first or second half. That one's going to go against Schmidt. It'll be his first personal. There'll be two free throws here for Bowman. 8 points for him. First free throw is no good. Hayden Tilly actually leads the team in points with 9. He has, as mentioned, 6 of those here in the fourth quarter. He had a three-pointer early on, made a two-point basket and a free throw. One more on the way. That one is good. So the lead is back to 20. Bowman now has 9. And Brockstrom against the press had it just shy of half court. And he tried a little jump pass, but nobody was open. So he tried to dribble it, but he can't do that as soon as you're in the air. You have to get rid of it. It's a travel. Was a brain fart there from the 6 foot sophomore. Yeah, well, get those once in a while. I mean, if you're up by 20, you kind of just laugh it off and shrug your shoulders and move on. Entry pass, Lindsay, the senior. Pass in the lane, deflected, stolen away. Busting brings it up near side, hands it off to Schmelzley after the Buckland turnover. Detweiler, pass fake, and now we'll give it to Brockstrom from the top of the key. Near side, short corner, pass too far in front of Schmelzley. Goes out of bounds, and Axel getting a little bit sloppy here, and Coach Tynan telling his team to settle down, calm down, start by 20, don't need to play in such a hurry here. This is a Buckland defense that gives up 52 points a game. We've given up 57. There's still 3 minutes left to play. Entry pass to Lindsay, far side short corner, dribbles middle, bounce pass back out to the wing to Kirk. Near side Bowman, and a bunch of dribbling, they'll hand it off to Stimpert, near side wing. Goes middle with it, pulls up, 10-footer, and it's good for Garen Stimpert. And he now has 5. Detweiler against the press, double-teamed. Gives up his dribble, bounce pass, backwards to Schmelzley, and up ahead to Schmidt. He'll dribble across that court as Lindsay goes to the floor, trying to steal that one away. Nice touch pass from Detweiler to Busting, and he lays it up and in on the entry pass from Brasterman. And Busting continuing to be a force inside. He has 13. Driving kick into the corner near side for Kirk. Three ball on the way. It's no good. Rebound. Detweiler amongst a crowd of Red Aces. And cross half court. Pass deflected and stolen away. 4-on-1 fast break. Layup is good for Stippert. 59-41. Timeout called with 1:44 to go. Less than 2 minutes for Axtell. They're on their way. It looks like to a semifinal round. They can hold on. We'll step aside for 60 seconds here at 93.1 KMZA.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays and low tuition.
Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College.
schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
Bruna Implement Company has been family-owned for three generations. As your area Case IH dealer, we take pride in servicing all our customers. So whether you're looking for a Case IH Axial Flow Combine that leads the industry in productivity, or the Case IH Magnum Tractor built to fit the way you farm, for the best in farming equipment with the service to back it, there's only one. Bruna Implement Company, since 1947.
People you can count on. Bruna Implement Company.
Kansaland Radio.
Max the lead, 59-41 against Buckland. State quarterfinal action, Class 182 here from Great Bend on the campus of Barton Community College. I think I might have said Barton County earlier, so that is not correct. We are in Barton County, but county not in the name. Is now a pass and a foul is giving it to Brockstrom here on the near sideline. 1:19 to go. Axel up by 18. What a performance from Grady Bussing. He has 13 points. Getting it done inside about Colin Shaughnessy's day. He's knocked down three threes on the day. Brent Schmelzley also with 11. Isaac Detweiler has 13 as well. Detweiler, the season leader in scoring, gives it up far side to Broxham, and he's being held. Nothing's being called. Bowman's wanting the foul call. He's not going to get it. Now they finally get the foul call, 1:07 to go. And Detweiler has it from the far side. That was kind of strange. He was literally grabbing onto his jersey. The officials missed it, as that will be team foul number 5 and number 3 against Lucas Kirk. Inbound to Detweiler, and they're going to try to poke it away. And they're going to say last touch by Detweiler out of bounds. So both the Axel offense, the Buckland defense, and maybe the officials all ready to get out of here. 57 seconds left. Drive left side, layup no good. Put back by Lindsay, no good, but a foul with 53.3 seconds left. Team foul number 8 against Axel. Axel had just one foul in that first half. They did not, they didn't play physical. In fact, it was quite the opposite. They didn't allow Lindsay to get much of anything going in that first half until late in the second quarter. As Lindsay, a 47% free throw shooter, misses the front end of this 2 free throw attempts. So there's 2 free throw attempts here. Second one on the way. That one is good. He goes 1 for 2 going with his quota. He has 9 now. And substitutions for Axel. They're bringing in their secondary is Britt Bussing is back in the game. And also in is Evan Bussing. Getting all of the Bussings in there here tonight. Brady, unbelievable. Grant's doing a nice job as well here this evening, coming in for a little bit. Zach in now with 45 seconds left. Detweiler brings up the far side up by 17 to Schmelzley, top of the key. Far side. Evan Bussing gives up to Detweiler. Still trying to, looks like they're trying to foul. There's still 36 seconds left down by 17. You know, we still have a chance. That's going to be team foul number 6 against the Red Aces. Oh, correction, number 7, beg your pardon. I'm off by 1 there. That's going to be number 4 against Colson Cook. So front end of the 1-1 is no good for Detweiler. Rebound by Cook. 59-42, Lindsay, far side short corner, drives and kicks out to the perimeter for 3. Cook, no good. He made a couple earlier, and the long rebound out. It'll be a jump ball between Sippert of Buckland and Brockstrom of Axel with 24.1 seconds left. Now to bring the rest of their secondary squad in with Gavin Shaughnessy checking in. Felton Heinen's in there as well. What a game for Axel here tonight. 24.1 seconds left. Now Buckland will bring in their reserves as well. So Axel is going to be moving on to play the winner of St. John's Tipton or Lebo, the 3-6 matchup. And the Eagles, the 2-seed advance. And we had South Central advance as well. They are the 5-seed as the inbound deflected out of bounds. And they'll stay with the Red Aces with 22.5 seconds left. And a little lob up and in. How about the shot from a reserve for Buckland? That's Davin Amaro with a couple points. 9 seconds left. And turnover, 3 seconds, and that is going to do it. Axel's winners, 59-44. What a performance from the Eagles. We'll step aside for a break. We'll wrap this one up. State quarterfinal action here from Great Bend here on 92.1 KMZA.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show
on 92.1 KMZA Seneca.
Are you looking to build a garage, farm shop, or building to get your equipment out of the weather? Contact B&D Buildings in Axtell for competitive pricing and proven workmanship. They build post-frame or stud-frame buildings and can include your concrete work as well. To see some great pictures of their buildings, go to Facebook at B&D Buildings or you can call Brad at 785-294-0147. That's B&D Buildings in Axtell, your local source for quality construction of your post and stud-frame buildings.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limcool, owner-broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
Cook & Company in Seneca and Hiawatha have been a leader in the manufacturing of high-quality cabinets and doors since 1989. They're always looking to add quality employees to their current dedicated staff. If you'd like to explore the benefits and job opportunities available, go to their website, cookandcompany.com. Many benefits are offered, and there's always room for workers that have a high appreciation for producing quality. American-made products. Go to cookandcompany.com to find out more. Cook & Company. Manufacturing doors and cabinets in Seneca and Hiawatha.
Let Hilltop Creations help you customize your kitchen or bathroom. Just provide a few details about what you want, and you'll be amazed at what you see in the colored pictures of your kitchen or bath. Choose from rustic woods, several accent glazings, and stained colors. Many styles of trash pullouts, mixer lift, china cabinets, glass doors with three different styles of mullions, and many types of glass. For a free estimate, call Lynn and Gail Lears at Hilltop Creations. 785-336-3142. They can help you design your dream kitchen or bath.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
FM, KMZA.
Final score here from Great Bend, 59-44. Axel advancing to the state semifinals here, Class 182. Take a look at your final tallies from tonight. 11 points for Andrew Bowman of the Red Aces. 9 points apiece from Jaron Lindsay and Caden Tilley. 5 points apiece from Colson Cook and Garen Stimpert. 3 points for Lucas Kirk and 2 from Davin Amaro. And as for the Eagles, what a win from Axel here tonight. 13 points apiece for Grady Bussing and Isaac Detweiler. Bussing was 6 of 9 shooting, and he had 9 rebounds as well, so just one shy of the old double-double. Detweiler had 6 rebounds and 7 assists as well. And he had 6 steals, so he was flirting with a quadruple-double there. 11 points for Brandon Schmelsley in the victory. Also, 9 points for Colin Shaughnessy on a trio of trays. 3 for 5 from beyond the arc. 6 points for Landon Schmitz. 3 of 5 shooting for the freshman. 5 points for Eli Brosterman and a deuce from Grant Bussing. So Axel shot 52% from the floor in the game and 38.5% from beyond the arc. As for Buckland, they shot 43.9%, pretty solid, but just 3 for 14 from deep. In the end, it was turnovers that really made the difference. Axel forcing 21 turnovers. They gave the ball up 21 times, so those numbers were inflated a little bit towards the end of the game with a couple that were in some time with Axel, about 4 minutes left, started to kind of lay off the gas a little bit. And they hope to clean that up, though, for their next game coming up against the winner of St. John Sifton and Lebo. That's going to follow this one. So again, 59-44 was your final score overall. A pretty solid effort from Axel. And we were a little worried with how they were going to handle Jaron Lindsay, and they did so very well. And I think for Buckland, it was just the lack of really an ability to get it into him, as they were able to front him, not really get him open, get very many looks inside. Brent Schmelzy did a good job of shutting him down in the paint. So did Bussing as well, as Axel's interior defense was stellar tonight. And I hope that that will continue tomorrow as they'll play at 8 o'clock in the state semifinal round here from Great Bend. That's going to do it. Thank you so much for tuning in again tomorrow right here at 92.1 KMZA, Axel versus TBD for the moment. Until then, have a great rest of your night. Thanks for listening. Kurt, all doing an amazing job at the studio as well, always does. That's going to do it here on 92.1 KMZA.